The Department of Government Efficiency is expanding its reach within the federal government, aiming to make a massive overhaul. But one question remains: who's really in charge? It turns out Elon Musk isn't technically leading the department. The new information comes from an affidavit filed by the White House Monday in a case brought against Musk by more than a dozen states' Democratic attorneys, general to stop him from exercising control over federal agencies. According to the filing signed by Joshua Fisher, director of Office of Administration at the White House, Musk is, quote, not an employee of the U.S. DOGE Service or the U.S. DOGE Service Temporary Organization. Adding Mr. Musk is not the U.S. DOGE Service Administrator, instead calling him a non-career special government employee, comparing Musk's role to Anita Dunn, a longtime advisor to former President Joe Biden. Fisher did not say who the administrator of DOGE actually is. The filing states Musk can only advise the president and communicate the president's directives and has no formal authority to make government decisions himself. But Trump's past statements have suggested otherwise. In December, he said that Musk, alongside Vivek Ramaswamy, will be leading DOGE. After Ramaswamy's departure from the agency, Trump continued to refer to Musk as its leader. The technical designation in the affidavit does not appear to impact Musk being the key person representing DOGE, which he has touted appearing alongside Trump to talk about its mission. Although, according to ABC News, during a recent court hearing for the case, the judge had concerns over the department's unstructured operations, saying DOGE appears to be moving in no sort of predictable and orderly fashion. This is essentially a private citizen directing an organization that's not a federal agency to have access to the entire workings of the federal government. However, ABC News reports, the judge appears to be leaning toward denying a request to temporarily block DOGE from firing employees or accessing federal department records. She described the state's request as prophylactic, raising doubts about issuing an order because the plaintiffs couldn't prove concrete harm stemming from DOGE's actions. The judge heard arguments Monday on the president's day holiday, when federal courts are closed, to consider an emergency request by the attorneys general who filed the suit. The states say their ability to carry out educational and other programs were at risk. They accused Musk's team of using data collected from agency systems to dismantle initiatives and direct mass firings. Musk responded to criticism of DOGE in a post to X Monday, saying, "I love the people. We just want to fix the waste and fraud that is bankrupting the country. The scrutiny on me is extreme, so it's not like I could get away with something, nor do I have any incentive to do so." The judge said she plans to making a ruling on the case sometime Tuesday.